Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, and this is episode number 73. And yes, we're getting up there. And this is a good thing. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in momentarily after I get through our normal opening, show opening. The title of today's show, though I will give you up front, is Who Are the Real Domestic Terrorists? Only I won't go into it at this point, but just mull over that for a minute or two. Again, who are the real domestic terrorists? The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidden of these very concepts. Why do I say this every week? Because it absolutely has to be said. And if you haven't realized it up to this point, you've got your head buried somewhere where the sun doesn't shine very often. And what I will tell you is there is a place for you to go where you can say the things that need to be said and people can actually see that you said them. Not shadow banned, not hidden, not taken down unless it breaks the law. Gee, I thought that's what the First Amendment was all about. Well, don't tell your, your mainstay social media platforms, because I think the government pays them enough or threatens them enough that, yeah. Anyway, this show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a good friend of mine for many years, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I'm going to say it again, people, and if you've heard this every single week, it might be a good time to grab a quick cup of coffee. But look, if you want to help these platforms, I know that all of you listening to this have probably at least once or twice a year made a donation to these platforms, and they appreciate you beyond belief. They do. You want to make it bigger, better, better, faster without giving them a penny more unless you wish to. Average out what you give them over the course of the year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in, take that number and put it in the little box there, and then click the little box that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation. You haven't given them any more than you usually give them over the course of the year, but what you have given them is security. They know what's coming in each month, so if they want to buy or improve a service for you, their listeners, their members, they will know they can count on those funds each month to be able to pay those bills. If it's a random donation, then are they appreciative? Yes. But can it be used in the fashion I just described? No. So if you really care about these platforms and would like to see them hang around and continue to deliver the message you depend on, consider giving them a monthly reoccurring donation so that they have the mindset that they have steady funds to give you a better experience. Stephen, have I got that wrong? I ask you that every week, don't I?
Yeah, you do. I think I'd rather have 200 people give $5 a month than one contributor, give so much money.
Give 1,000.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. Okay, well, look, as far as these platforms go, each and every one of these platforms is worth the extra effort. Again, nobody's asking you to give them more, but please do if you can or you wish to. What we're talking about is giving them the wherewithal to make it bigger, better, better, faster for you. Okay, this show, like I said, airs weekly, but what's going on around us doesn't fall into a weekly schedule. It doesn't. And what we're going to talk about today, yeah, this probably pisses me off more than just about anything I can talk about, but then you will probably know that just by the way I deliver. Stephen, how are you today? And I sent you something so that you could get a preliminary look at what I'm going to be discussing today. What do you think?
Well, somebody
in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, somebody that's what's called a statist or a normie, they would think, real domestic terrorists are the Democrats or the Republicans, one or the other, but Somebody that knows differently is knows that a wing nut has a left side and a right wing.
And absolutely. And the uniparty rules. But anyway, let us continue here, okay? Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues and truths without fear of censorship, exclusion, or being bounced to the curb. And that is the sponsor of this show, TLBtalk.com. Go there and say what needs to be said. Also, a link to any references used or any articles used for this show presentation will be included tomorrow in an article that is published on the Liberty Beacon by noon Central every Thursday, and it will include active links to other pertinent data points and articles. So anything I've used to make this show, you should be able to go through that tomorrow and see if there's more information that you can glean from it. I can never give you everything from anything. What I do if I use an article is I take pieces from it, the most blatant pieces, the ones that will reinforce what I'm trying to tell you. Does that mean the rest of the article is not worth reading? No, that's why I embed it in the article that's published the day after the show every single week. Go there, go to the Liberty Beacon tomorrow, anytime afternoon, look at Eagle's Eye Report, click on it, open it. You will have a link to anything I use to make this show other than my knowledge, which I guess after 15 years of doing this and 30 years of traveling the world for the government, I may know a little bit. So let's roll off into this. I'm not going to get to that article until the next, well, the second half hour. What I need to do is go over some points that I have made, and then we'll drag some points out of the article that I brought along just to show you I'm not the only person on the planet thinking this way, and maybe even to take it a little bit further, because what's the name of the article I picked to accompany my blurb today? Okay, first off, what is Roger's title? Roger's title is Who Are the Real Who are the real terrorists? What is the name of the article I'm using? Okay. And mine is Who Are the Real Domestic Terrorists? And theirs is, I don't know why, but this always seems to happen this way. The real domestic terrorists are Democrats. Gee, isn't that what my co-host said about, three or four minutes ago? Isn't that what you said, Steve?
Yeah, seems to be.
Yeah. Okay. But let's drum down on why. So before we get to Mark Hewitt's article, let's go over Roger's talking points. And like I said, when we start the second half hour, I'll be grabbing pieces from something it absolutely caught my eye. Why? I had already put my notes down, but I'm reading through his article and I'm realizing somebody is actually backing me up. And I would say he's not the only person, but that really hit me hard. So I will be, again, after the break, I will be bringing you his article, or at least the pertinent pieces of it. But let's get into Roger's talking points for today. Again, Eagles Eye Report, who are the real domestic terrorists? Why are the liberal political puppets, the puppet in chief, Joe Bob, and the deep state all focusing in on MAGA, Make America Great Again, and its supporters, Donald Trump and his supporters, and anything else that runs contrary to the thoughts and wishes of those who feel it is their say that rules America? Not we the people. No, the deep state. Okay? As the latest thing in domestic terrorism, in other words, we push back against their unconstitutional maneuvers of our governance, and we are labeled as domestic terrorists. And today, anyone who describes themselves as a Republican or a conservative knows that Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the FBI now consider you a domestic terrorist. That's not a joke, people. It's not. Joe Bob is damn near said that word for word in a speech he stumbled through on television. Hillary sat down and said, this is a we all need to be, well, I'm going to get into that. I don't want to jump ahead of myself because that, to me, that takes it to the next level. All right. So if you sit passively by and watch your life, your children's lives, and your country destroyed right before your eyes, you're a good doobie and will probably vote for Joe Bob or not at all. But if you put up any resistance to the treason and tyranny because you did your homework that's being shoved down your throat daily on an ever-increasing rate, you are now a domestic terrorist. The Constitution be damned. Who runs this country, people? It's supposed to be we, the people. So if we get upset because tyranny and treason are being thrown in our face, we are now classified as domestic terrorists. In the eyes of the FBI? Yes, people, in the eyes of the FBI, which has set up a separate task force to look out for people who wish to see... What? MAGA? Make America great again. You must be a domestic terrorist because you want to see America great again. Yes. Trump, and I'm not a huge Trump fan, but you have to take what's blatant and right in front of your face. This guy was beat up for 4 years, 2 impeachments, 2 in 1 4-year period. But he still managed to accomplish more and make America more prosperous and more respected and globalized than any president in modern history. But he had to be destroyed. Who? I'm asking you again, who are the domestic terrorists? Who? Do you want to know what the definition of domestic terrorism is? How many of you know that it's not just an off-the-wall statement thrown at people because you don't like them or you think they're just a little bit too, I don't know, overreactive? No. Domestic terrorism is a legal term. Yeah. You want to know what it means? Let's go to 18 U.S. Code 2331. Definitions provides. Let's go to the fifth. It says the term domestic terrorism means activities that, 1, involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States or of any state. Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. With an open border and one that is supported by not only our government, but the deep state and far too many people in Congress and the Senate, we have people coming across the border that are perpetrating murders, that are, I don't know, selling children, marketing women for sex, selling drugs that are killing people, and what, about 80% plus of them coming across that border, and we're talking tens of millions now, are of military age single males. So let me ask you a question, okay? Who's a domestic terrorist? How about B? Appear to be, I don't know, intended. In other words, everything you're doing was done intentionally. I've got to ask y'all a question. How many Americans have been screaming? How many governors have been screaming? How many senators and how many congressmen have been screaming, conservatives, to get the damn border closed? It's not only not closed, but rumor had it that about a week ago, Border Patrol came back in the morning, and the morning crew, when they came in, found that some of the gates had been welded open. So they couldn't be closed to keep people out. Some of the gates on the border. Who's the domestic terrorist? To intimidate or coerce a civilian population. If you don't think what's going on in this country today by our government isn't intimidating and coercing the hell out of a lot of civilians in this population, you're an idiot, or you just climbed out from under a rock. I have never seen government intimidation at the level we're seeing it at today, and I'm almost 70 years old. So again, who's the domestic terrorist? To influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. To intimidate the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. In other words, threats. Let me ask you a question, okay? The policy of a government was never everybody had to have a vaccine in the military or we're kicking you out, even though we knew that they were the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity, and that they would seriously, anybody with half a brain would know what I'm about to say, seriously impair the readiness of our military. But yet, we had a government that through influence, okay, and intimidation or coercion forced how many people to take this, and how many people in our military are deathly sick today, or forced how many of them to walk out the door? How many? In the entire time, this government was fully aware of the over 1,200 dangerous to deadly side effects, but you gave it to our first line. You gave it to our military, and you told them you take it or you walk. I've got to explain something to you. Having spent 30 years either in or working for the military, to me, this was the highest sign of stupidity I have ever seen, or accomplishing exactly what it was intended to do, which was seriously weakening the U.S. military. Did it work? Yeah, it did. Or to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. Well, I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen assassination, and I hope I don't. I haven't seen kidnapping, I hope I don't. But the destruction? How about the destruction of the economy? How about the destruction of military readiness? How about the destruction of the educational system? How about the destruction of the healthcare system? Would you like me to go on? Because I sure as the hell can. So when I say by mass destruction, we have watched America knocked intentionally to her knees in the last 3.5 years, and it wasn't a mistake. It was choreographed, which is why Trump could never be allowed to get another 4 years. Their puppet had to be in there to continue what Hillary was supposed to do, and they missed out 4 years on doing. Trump actually set their plans back quite a bit. He had to be stopped at all cost. And we saw the Constitution thrown in the freaking meat grinder in the 2020 election. And anybody to this day who believes that that was a perfectly legitimate election, stop listening to this show. I don't want you anywhere around. You're a moron beyond belief. The amount of information available is enough to convince anybody except the people who could actually say, whoa, this doesn't work. This isn't right. We need to go back. Everything goes on stop. Will it ever happen for the 2020 election or the 2022 election? No, it won't. But who's the domestic terrorist? By the definition I gave you, everything I've just described to you falls in whose realm? And if you tell me it falls in the realm of the Reds, it falls in the realm of the conservatives, it falls in the realm of, and I don't like to say Republicans because I think Republican and Democrat is just, that's another whole show altogether, but conservatives, okay? What I'm looking at here is the biggest level of tyranny and treason ever put out on the American people under the umbrella of COVID, which gave this government the ability to open the door to tyranny and not only invite it in, but to make it comfortable and fix it a great dinner, too. Have I got that right, Steve?
Yes, sir. I think so, anyways.
Well, I do, too. Okay, so why is the treasonous libel cast labeling about half, and believe it or not, that's actually growing, of America as domestic terrorists. And this is by the very government that supposedly serves us. Listen to me, people. How many of you are afraid of the government? How many of you think the government runs your life? How many think that if the government says jump, you shouldn't say how high, you should say when can I come down, please? And that's what you have been taught to believe over the last 10 years to the last generation. Why? Because they can't have you understanding that you are in fact the controlling factor in this constitutional republic, or at least that's the way it's supposed to be, okay? But what we are looking at is all of the things being done by those we elect or those we appoint, if we're talking about the administration, okay, those their workers, they work for us, they answer to us, but it isn't that way anymore. And we need to go on because we're going to take that into the light. All right. Could it be possible with everything I've just been saying that America is being staged for a second civil war? Don't laugh. Don't laugh at all. Is America being prepared for a national state of emergency? Military national state of emergency. And an excuse to declare martial law? If you make the internal enemy big and bad enough, you can get away with these things. And what are you hearing over and over and over again? You hear it from Hillary. You hear it from the guy who runs the DOJ. You hear it from the guy who runs the FBI. You hear it from the grand puppet master who sits in the White House. And I could go on and on that anybody who believes in MAGA or anybody who supports Trump is, in fact, a terrorist. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. And we'll get into that a little bit deeper. Okay. How many times have you heard that word thrown around? How many times have you heard the words domestic terrorists put butt to butt together lately? And if you say, I haven't heard it, you haven't been listening even to mainstream media, because those are the ones that are beating the drum about people like me who are the biggest domestic terrorists this country has ever seen. Only I would consider myself to be one of the biggest patriots this country has ever seen. But you must be forced into, or coerced, or I don't know, propagandized into believing that Roger has the destruction of America at heart. And anybody who tells you anything else is just as dangerous as Roger is. How many of you out there think I'm kidding with what I just said? And how many of you out there know that what I said is 100% accurate? Yeah. Any excuse to shove down our throat under threat of government force or coercion, what is basically a reorganization of the used to be constitutional republic into a country controlled by a liberal deep state caste, controlled by the global elitist, run or fronted by a pretty much handpicked and paid for uniparty. Have I got that pretty close to right, Steve?
I think so, pretty much.
I'm going to say it again. This is an excuse to shove down our throats under threat of government coercion or force what is basically a reorganization of this used-to-be constitutional republic into a country controlled by a liberal deep state caste, controlled by the global elitist, run and or fronted by a pretty much handpicked and paid-for uniparty. We're almost there, people. How many times do we see a situation where even a Republican, or what we would term as a rhino, is beat down by those around him who realize that he is being basic or performing treasonous actions against the Democratic Party or the conservatives. One of them would be McCarthy. And I don't care who the hell thinks Gates did something wrong by making sure that guy got out. But McCarthy was so bought and paid for, it is insane. And to say that anything that needed to get done would have gotten done, especially if it would have, I don't know, brought all hell down on the Democrats and the sitting president. I'm going to tell you a little bit later in this article some of the things McCarthy did that caused Gates to do exactly what he did, and you will be as pissed off probably as he was. Because what I'm talking about is keeping how many people locked up in prison with no lawyers and no speedy trial, but we will get to that. Before we get into the article, and again, that's going to happen, or if it happens at all, I may just have to give you a link to it, because the points I brought up, some of it was dug out of that article, but a majority of this is my personal experience, articles I've written, and shows I've done. So let's continue with this, at least until the break and after the break, and I will get the best pieces out of that article into this show as soon as I can. So again, let's make a few more points here. Why would you, as president of this country and your DOJ, Department of Justice, work overtime to allow a steady and increasing flow in the millions of illegals to invade our southern border and give them a free pass into America and the American pocketbook? How many are planted here? How many are on a terrorist watch list out of those that never got stopped? How many traffic in women, children, or how many traffic in deadly drugs? How many are patiently waiting for a signal to commence destroying America? When Joe Bob gets into office, he swears on a Bible to protect America from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Both him, his Department of Justice, and everyone else associated with this border are committing treason, open treason against we the people. Not a guess, not a joke. You better go look at your definitions. So again, who's the domestic terrorist? I dare you to tell me it's a conservative. But why won't anybody say it's a liberal or it's a president or it's the president's doobies? Nobody's saying that, are they? Why would the DOJ or any government reps, okay, approach multiple major social media companies to threaten, force, or bribe them into unconstitutional restriction of speech? Listen to me. Your government goes to the media, which is supposed to be the fourth branch, threatens, bribes, or coerces them into throwing the First Amendment out the freaking window. Why would your government do that? Okay. And it was all intended to go unannounced and hidden from those who are being led to believe their word was actually getting out. If somebody had not discovered the Twitter files and put them out, how many of you would have continued to believe something like this was happening but would never have been able to prove it? Because one of the things the government told these platforms was, this will be kept in the best of a secret. Obviously, it didn't work well. But why? Who's the domestic terrorist now? Yes, I'm going to ask that after every point. One more, and then we'll go to break. Okay? Why would a Democrat, don't forget the rhinos, but why would a Democrat committee lock away Americans without representation or a speedy trial for peacefully protesting on January 6th, which a vast majority were, unless led by planted government deep state or Democrat agents, in which case they were being walked intentionally into a situation where they could be locked away. But that's not all, people. Why would security videos, and this is what I was telling you about, that would blow massive holes in the committee's bullcrap about what actually happened, okay? Why would these videos be hidden or withheld from both the defendant's lawyers? We the people. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said? What could absolutely have cleared a lot of those individuals that sat in prison or are still sitting in prison for how long without representation would have been cleared up if the video showing exactly what happened would have been shown not only to the American people, but to that committee, both sides of that committee, and the people sitting in the audience on that committee. It would have literally destroyed the liberal talking points that MAGA was evil, that MAGA, well, are we? Yeah, we're domestic terrorists. But at the same time, any information or data that would have proven we weren't is to this day still being hidden from we the people and the lawyers that may someday get to cover these people in prison. All right, Steve, I need to take a break. Is this a good time for a commercial?
Yes, sir. 60 seconds.
Thank you.
Coming right up, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So, do me a favor, okay? I would ask you to support that the same way I asked you to support everything else, okay? $5 a month is what we ask people to please donate. TLB Talk takes no corporate money whatsoever. So, if the people who are there, and there's thousands of people in there, do not give us the funds we need to keep the door open and progressively grow and improve this platform, then eventually it will close down. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But if you need a place where you can say the things you know need to be said, where you can start a group where real information can be passed around, where you can do a blog, yes, a running blog with the truth in it, and nobody's going to kick you to the curb, as long as you're not breaking laws, this is what TLB Talk is for. Come to TLB Talk, become a member, and if you can, give us $5 a month, and we will give you bigger, badder, better, faster. Anyway, let's get back into this, because as you can tell, this isn't something that makes me happy at all. Okay, the last thing I was talking about is we have all of these people still in prison from, what, January 6th issue, right? We know for a fact that the actual violence we saw against the windows, we're maybe talking about less than one half of 1% of the people that were there. And those people, most of them, were literally walked into doing that, but they did it. Okay. And they broke windows and they, okay. So maybe those people need to go to jail for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. They didn't kill anybody. All right. They broke a couple of windows, but a vast majority of them, 99% of them, peacefully demonstrated, walked through Congress, taking selfies and pictures, didn't destroy anything. But these people have been in prison for how long? And now you're being told that it's those people that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is the MAGA lovers, us conservatives, the Trump followers, whoever you may be, that are domestic terrorists that are out to destroy America. When everything that anybody would look into, any research at all, would tell you it is exactly the opposite. But if you have the government, if you have Congress beating this up over and over again, domestic terrorists, conservative, domestic terrorists, Trump, domestic terrorists, yeah, what else? All of this. MAGA, make America great again. That's evil! You can't think that. You need to go to prison because you want to make America great again. This is the insanity you live in today. Am I kidding? No. Would I love to just laugh my freaking butt off right now? Yes. Why? Because it's so damn pathetic. Again, why would security videos that would blow massive holes in that committee's bullcrap to we the people be hidden / withheld from both the defendant's lawyers and we the people? And guess who failed to turn them over and should have, and people like Gates thought he would? Yeah, your ex-Speaker of the House should have turned those videos over and didn't. And I'm hoping that eventually they will see the day of light, and thus some people that have been sitting rotting in prison will also see the day of light. But who is going to go to prison for the amount of time they spent there in an unconstitutional fashion when the J6 committee knew full well that that information was being withheld from their counselors and their lawyers? My God, people, who are the domestic terrorists? Could it be that they need the manufactured narrative that all MAGA lovers and Trump supporters are indeed dangerous domestic terrorists, when in fact it was the liberal-supported Antifa and BLM that far exceeded the law in every fashion, including being responsible for deaths and the destruction in how many municipalities or cities? But wait a minute. They were dealt with in a whole different, light. They were special. They were protected. They were sponsored by the deep state. Yeah, they are. Why? Because how many of them are still sitting in prison? How many of them are going to suffer charges which may leave them in prison forever? How many of them were denied a lawyer? How many? Do we see a two-tier justice system here? Boy, that won't be the first time you've ever heard that, is it? Who's the domestic terrorist now, people? How many times have I asked you that? After each major point, let's hit another one. Why would an ex-president have his home raided by air, land, and sea for something that was well within his right as president? Any president, listen to me, has the absolute right to declassify any documents he chooses, period. End of sentence. Any president has the right to declassify any documents he chooses, period. Yet their puppet, Joe Bob Biden, was not president, but he also had classified documents, but his were non-secured documents. They weren't stored in a secure area like Trump's were, because the government went to Mar-a-Lago before the raid and said, okay, hey, this looks great, but you need to put this, this, and this behind a locked door, which is exactly what he did. So Trump was in compliance with the government, who came and visited him and told him what he needed to do, and he did. But he, again, we're talking about somebody who had the absolute power to declassify anything he took to Mar-a-Lago. Anything! Joe Bob didn't. He was the vice president at the time. And what was his storage area? Joe Bob's documents were stored in his garage with his Corvette. Yeah, that's safe for you, okay? You have secret, top secret documents in a cardboard box next to your Corvette. But yet, they're going to raid Trump's home by land, air, and sea because he's done literally, have you seen any charges stick against Trump for that? No, and you never will. But yet they raided him even after the government had already visited him and he did exactly what they asked him to do. They still raided by air, land, and sea. But Joe Bob, who was absolutely in violation beyond a shadow of a doubt, did not have the right to do what he did not have the right to have those documents in his possession, did not have the right to keep him in an unsecured location. Is he in jail? Did they raid his house? Did they do anything to this guy at all? Who's the domestic terrorist, people? Who? Why would an ex-president be put under the faux microscope that supposedly, listen to me, found up to 400 or more unique charges that can be levied against Donald Trump to, they seriously hope, eliminate any possibility of him challenging Biden in 2024? Listen to me. It could be up to 400 charges filed one after the other after the other to do nothing more than to make sure or to do their best to keep Donald Trump from either being on the ballot or doing anything effective to win. What they don't understand is people across the country are well aware of this, and it is pissing people off. Welcome to the USSA. No, that wasn't a mistake. I didn't mean to say USA. I meant to say USSA. Anybody my age, and some of you a little bit younger, are going to remember what the USSR was. Yeah, the Union of Soviet Socialists. Yeah, this is USSA, the United States of Socialist America. Not USSR, I'm sorry. I just had to swallow something. But anyway, USSA. Stop and think about that, people. Not a joke. And can we now do the same thing that's been done to Trump to any president? Can we go and drag Obama out? Because we had a lot of stories about Obama doing some illegal things, about Obama not being who he said he was, about Obama. Whether Obama was even, I don't know, qualified to run for president in the United States. So can we drag Obama out and stick him, on the stand now and just grill the holy crap out of him and accuse him of 300 or 400 things? Can we do the same thing with, I don't know, the Bushes? Can we do the same thing with, I don't know, Bill Clinton? Can we do the same thing? Yeah, listen to me. Or can we only do it to Trump? Why? Do you think that any other character that is running for the Democratic nomination, excuse me, the Republican nomination, is of any serious worry to Democrats? No. They're not trying to kick them out. The only one they're trying to kick out is Trump. And they will do anything and everything they can to kick Trump out, because they realize that at this point, right now, if that election was held, Trump would blow Biden away. That's not a joke. So they must do everything they can to destroy somebody who is competing against their candidate. Okay. Remember I said USSR? Now I'm going to say Communist China. Now I'm going to say Communist Cuba. Now I'm going to say North Korea. Now you want me to go on? What I just described to you doesn't happen anywhere else but in a totalitarian or an authoritarian regime. Who's the domestic terrorist now? Who? How about this? Why would Hillary state recently on CNN, go figure, Hillary on CNN. Yeah, that's like two peas in the same freaking pod. Why would Hillary state recently on CNN, go figure, interview with MAGA on her brain? Yeah, she goes to CNN and they interview her. All right. And what do they talk about? Hillary says that MAGA and Trump supporters are the cultists. Trump supporters are now cultists, need to be deprogrammed. The last time I heard deprogramming was in Russia, Soviet Russia. The last time I heard deprogramming was in Communist China. The last time I heard deprogramming was in North Korea. And that's where they send those who push back against the government for what they call re-education. Sound a whole lot like what Hillary just said? Well, let me ask you a question. Hillary, what do you do with them until it's their turn to have their brains stripped of the truth? What do you do with them, Hillary? If they're that dangerous, what do you do with them until you can strip their brain, Hillary? Do you put them in relocation concentration camps for deplorable MAGA domestic terrorists? Listen to me. That's the next step, people. If we are that dangerous and they can convince enough people of it, which is probably about half the country, then will they? And they already have relocation camps. They're already been built. They just ain't been used for this, okay? Will people like me start finding our way over there because we are, I don't know, deplorable MAGA domestic terrorists? Half the country, or I would expect soon even better. How many liberals are looking at this crap going on around them? How many we've seen governors switch to Republican? We've seen mayors switch to Republican. We've seen big stars, celebrities, switch from Democrat to Republican. And it isn't slowing down. But why would I be worried about this if I was a liberal?
Can I?
Because excuse me?
I just wanted to add how many good people are there in anything, government, police, military, that were 5 years ago just laughing at people like us, and they are not laughing now.
No, they're not. As a matter of fact, we've got the people we've got at TLB Talk are the people who have woken up, or the people who are so awake that they just cannot tolerate the censorship they're getting. So, yeah, is it a big name platform? It will be someday. Okay. We're still expanding it. Is it beautiful? Yeah. Can it do just about anything, or can it do anything any other platform can do? Yes. It's a great platform. Okay. But we don't have $50 million to go out and advertise it all across the planet. So we slip it into things like this. And thank you, Steve. That was a perfect input. But let me get back to this. Okay. Why would Hillary, and I'm going to say this again, state recently on CNN that MAGA or Trump supporters, cultists, need to be deprogrammed? So what are you going to do with them, Hillary? Are you going to put them in relocation/concentration camps? Camps for the deplorable MAGA domestic terrorists. We are looking today at the intentional division of this country, almost down the middle. One of the questions I asked you earlier is, could it be that this country is on its way, a choreographed path to another civil war, which will bring America to her knees economically, and I don't know, as far as her industry goes, as far as society goes, it will bring America to its knees. It will be much more deadly than the first civil war was. But what it will do is put many, many Americans on the dole, where they will need a government to step in and say, okay, you done playing? Take my hand. I'm going to help you up. It's going to be better than what you got right now, but it won't be as good as what it was before you started this crap. And that will be the truth. Do I believe America is being led down the path to a civil war? Yes, I do. I totally do. And I don't think it's the only plan, but I do think it's a backup plan. Okay, so why would massive infractions of serious laws not only be silenced as much as possible, but also those who would press the issue are to be treated in a fashion that implies that they are doing something wrong by trying to relay to we the people what has already been done in a massive breach of political, financial, and ethical issues? What the hell is Roger talking about? Let me say this again, then I'll give you the punchline. Why would massive infractions of serious laws be not only silenced as much as possible, but also those who would press the issues are to be treated in a fashion that implies that they are doing something wrong by trying to relate to we the people what has already been done in a massive breach of political, financial, and ethical issues? This is what we're seeing today. Anyone like me who wants to put out the truth is silenced as much as they can, and anybody who will propagate the propaganda is pushed, is supported, is, I don't know. But why did I say that whole blurb over twice, okay? Why? What laws are being silenced, all right? Who is being treated in a fashion that it implies that we're wrong and not the individual who has committed these serious infractions of the law? Anybody here know a guy named Hunter Biden or a laptop? Does that ring a bell for anyone? This started in 2019. This is 2023, approaching 2024. We know for a fact that it is full of illegal crap, but the FBI has sat on it for going on 4 years, at least 3.5. But at the same time, slammed Trump and how many other conservatives into the ground for doing something that would never even approach this level of tyranny or sedition. Or, I don't know, how many laws has he broken? How much financial aid has he received from China? How much financial aid has he received from Russia? How much financial aid has it received from the oligarchs in Ukraine? And I could go on. What we are looking at is the compromise of the U.S. government. It's not a joke. It's a fact. Otherwise, Hunter Biden would be in freaking jail. The reason he's not is because everybody all the way up to the top, and that's well above Joe Bob, is covering for it. Who's the domestic terrorist, people? Ask again. Okay, should I go on? How much more do you need to understand who the actual domestic terrorists are? Everything that means America, they're destroying. Everything that defines America, they're destroying. Everything we the people depend upon, they're destroying. Would you like me to go on? Tell me one thing that America has come to depend on as being something that is part of meaning I'm American that isn't being destroyed today. Tell me anything. Education? Nope. Health? Nope. Economy? Nope. Borders? Nope. Security? Nope. Military? Nope. How much? How many times do I have to say something and then scream the word nope after it? Who's the domestic terrorist, people? Today, ask any parent, ask any border patrol agent, ask any big city store owner, ask any military person, ask any healthcare worker, ask any oil field worker, ask. Who is the real domestic terrorist? And your answer will not surprise you a bit if you came to listen to a show like this. Well, that is, unless you voted for Joe Bob and you're going to again, and the only reason you're here is to hear what the crazy old fool is screaming about today. And if that's the case and I'm entertaining you, good on you. Maybe some of this will seep in and you won't be so brain dead after the show's over. Well, y'all know that this could just go on. It could go on and on and on. But right now, I'm going to grab at least one or two points in the last 5 minutes from this article, and I hope everybody will go and read this article. Okay. A Biden administration the Biden administration and all the nutbags, and yes, this is him, not me, in the media who signed on to the Russian collusion hoax and declaring MAGA extremists and other Republicans domestic terrorists, this new repetitive drumbeat is pure propaganda, which is exactly what I said. This is why the January 6th tapes, listen to me, that Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who was the Speaker of the House, failed to provide when he took over the gavel as Speaker, are so important. Had he turned those things over so they could have been seen, they could have been presented to we the people, so many wrongs could have been righted. But the fact that this was not done by somebody who told us he was there to represent we the people tells you a whole hell of a lot, doesn't it? And it tells you part of the reason Matt Gaetz was so damn intent on getting him out. Had I been there in Matt's place, I'd have done the same thing. Yeah. As long as Democrats could maintain the illusion that incarcerated MAGA Republicans were de facto domestic terrorists and mentally incompetent extremists, that they committed the crime of attempting to influence the policy of government by intimidation or coercion on January 6th, then they are free to do what they will to their opponents, me and you. To complete the illusion, some of the extremists who wandered through the open doors and halls of Congress had to be arrested and thrown in jail. And again, the videos would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt all these people did was walk through and take pictures. Yeah. Look. As far as Kevin goes, McCarthy, it had been going so well for congressional Democrats and rhinos like Kevin McCarthy because when MAGA Republicans were recently declared to be domestic terrorists, they would have to surrender their guns and be rounded up and go to re-education camps for formal deprogramming. This would be the extreme of America. How many of you think that that's not within the reach of those who hold power today? Look at some of the things they've already done. Stephen, what have I got wrong here? And would you like to interject anything into this, please?
Well, you know, I'm going to pass you something maybe tomorrow or actually after when I produce the MP3.
No, you've got other things to do after this. Tomorrow's good. Okay?
Yeah, I know it. But anyways, I've got my thoughts, and I'm going to pass it to Annie, too, and maybe she can I don't know. I might just post it on Facebook and everybody can see it that way. But
cool. Give me a hint.
It's about these seemingly celebrities and politicians and stuff suddenly dying.
And I agree.
All of this suddenly dying kind of stuff.
I agree. And right now, that's increasing at an exponential rate all across the planet. And it's not just the famous people or the politically you know, well-hung people. What it is all of the other ones that are dying around them are basically the smokescreen that they can hide within. If somebody says, well, why did that person die suddenly? It's a very easy thing at this point to say, well, geez, 1,000 people died suddenly yesterday. You know, what makes him any different?
Yep.
And again,
yep.
They hide within the smoke. Now, I would absolutely love to get that. As a matter of fact, you've already got two shows to set up for in late November, early December. Why don't we add that to the fray? Because I would definitely love to talk about that.
Okay. I wrote it 11 years ago.
You have no idea all I know about that. Believe me.
And I wrote it 11 years ago, too. So
it doesn't matter. It works today. All right. Look, Stephen, I know we're done, and I thank you very much. I do appreciate any input, and I do appreciate everybody listening. This is about one thing and one thing only today. We are being called domestic terrorists because we don't like what's happening to we the people, when, in fact, who are the real domestic terrorists? I think I gave you a pretty damn good hit list today. Please go there tomorrow. Grab the article. Share it if you can. Reread it. Listen to the show again. None of this is bullcrap, people. None of it. But we will talk again next week. And thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome. And until next week, folks.